We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Even nicer for today. Expected high in the upper 70s. Get your extended forecast on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Top local stories for Tuesday, November 19th. Police have two women locked up in Waco, and Plano police are trying to figure out if they're connected to a brutal double murder.
The couple in their 70s were found stabbed to death in their apartment, but only after the women were jailed following a traffic stop in Bruceville Eddy, south of Waco. The women were each driving a car belonging to the male victim.
Both cars were registered to him in Plano.
McLennan County Sheriff Parnell McNamara says his men naturally became suspicious.
So at that point, things weren't adding up what the women were telling our guys. So we contacted the Plano Police Department and told them what we had.
Knowing the name of the registered owner, Plano police went to his address and found both victims dead. The women remained locked up because of strong evidence. For example, a bloody knife was found in one of the cars. One of them had blood on her clothes, and the women had the victim's wallet and credit cards. All of that adds up to probable cause to detain the women on a string of charges. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A 17-year-old is in the Collin County Jail charged with the murder of an Allen teenager over the weekend. We get the update from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Markel Ellis Jr. was at a house party in Plano Saturday night when police say a group who'd been kicked out started shooting outside. A bullet pierced the wall and hit Ellis. Markel Ellis Sr. says his son influenced him as much as the other way around.
Just seeing a kid so motivated, I mean, I'm proud of him. Yeah. I'm proud of my son.
Markel Ellis Jr. was a sophomore in Allen High School. He played on the varsity football team, and his coach, Terry Gamble, tells NBC5 Ellis was looking ahead to college.
It was fun to watch, to see how he was developing into a young man. He was starting to understand what life is really about.
Police arrested 17-year-old Kamon Smith at his school in Forney yesterday. He's now in Collin County Jail, and we charged with murder. Ellis's family is planning his services. A GoFundMe campaign's raised more than $15,000 for his funeral. We've got a link at KRLD.com. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
An Aubrey woman is behind bars, accused of opening fire on the law firm where she once worked. Kristen Jones with Denton Police says 53-year-old Patrina Thompson was arrested late last week.
An employee who had recently been terminated was at the location with a weapon and had fired a shot.
Fortunately, no one was hurt in the shooting. Thompson is in the Denton County Jail, charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Her total bond, $150,000. Today, we could hear from fired Fort Worth Police Chief Joel Fitzgerald, who's back in court fighting to get his job back. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the update.
Yesterday, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price took to the stand to testify that she supported the decision to fire former police chief Joel Fitzgerald.
When did you lose confidence in him?
I think it was just a series of things. After Baltimore, the D.C. instance, and the encounter I had with him at Selma's community hearing.
The city says Fitzgerald, who was fired in May, was let go for cause. He says he was fired for investigating corruption in City Hall, and he wants his job back. Testimony will resume this morning, and it's expected Fort Worth City Manager David Cook will take the stand along with Fitzgerald. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The National Transportation Safety Board holds a hearing today to help determine what caused last year's fatal accident for Southwest Airlines. Here's KRLD's LP Phillips.
Southwest Flight 1380 was over Pennsylvania when the engine blew apart. A piece broke out a window, pulling a passenger partially out of the plane. Pilot Tammy Joel Schultz calmly landed the 737 in Philadelphia.
Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay. And are you, is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. they said there was a hole and someone went out.
The NTSB has already held hearings over the fatigue in engine fan blades. Last year, they ordered inspections of hundreds of plane engines. A ruling is not expected for months. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Clyde Warren Park is looking to expand, insisting it can bring in even more money for the city of Dallas.
Park officials told the city council today the park generates more than $50 million in tax revenues for the city and believes they can add to that. Rob Walters with the park says now they're planning a $100 million multi-story public pavilion on park grounds that would be open for public and private gatherings and include office space, a large field for soccer, and an ice rink.
If half of the incremental amount of commercial development occurs as a result of the expansion of the park, then we will generate an additional $35 to $40 million of tax revenues for the city, schools, county, hospital, and community colleges.
He says they will also be looking to expand the green space in the park. Walters believes the expansion will lead to more building on top of freeways. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Luka Doncic continues to amaze for the Mavericks. Here's David Burrell at the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
A sixth triple-double this season for Luka Doncic led the Mavericks over San Antonio 117-110. Doncic scored a career-high 42 points with 12 assists and 11 rebounds. Head coach Rick Carlisle is happily used to such performances.
It's not surprising to me. This guy can do anything he wants to on a basketball court. You know, he's having just one of those magical runs right now. It's a phenomenal thing to watch. It's a phenomenal thing to be a part of.
Doncic became just the second player in NBA history to have a 40-point triple-double before age 21. The other is LeBron James. Dorian Finney-Smith established a career high with 22 points. David Burrell, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Stars host Vancouver tonight at 7:30.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.